Good morning. This is Josh Clark with your quick daily devotion coming from Matthew chapter 13, verses 3 through 9. This passage is referred to as the parable of the sower. And this is Jesus speaking, sharing this parable or story, if you will. And in verse 3, it says, "Then he spake many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow." So that's like a farmer went out to plant seed. It says, "And as he sowed, as he planted seed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them up." So this is an example of, like, I have had an acre plus garden, and you throw seed out, and it was just kind of fun to do. But as you throw it out, you don't get it all in the garden. Some of it naturally is wasted and goes out and lands outside. And sure, yeah, the birds eat it. It says, "And then some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth. And they immediately, the seed sprang up because they had no depth of earth." Okay, so this is, I've seen this too, where you plant seed and it comes up immediately, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to last. Because if it doesn't have that root structure down deep, it may just be surface level, but only time will tell. And it says, "But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." And so, you know, this explains what happens with God's word is powerful. I mean, whatever God's word is shared, whether or not somebody surrenders their life to Christ, just the power of that seed being shared, that message being shared, it yields fruit, but not necessarily unto eternal life. In other words, not necessarily to, you know, just because somebody says, "Hey, I'm gonna follow some of this," doesn't mean that it's really taken root in their life. And as we continue to read, it says in verse 7, "And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them." So it fell among thorns, it came, the seed came up, and then all of a sudden, the cares, the pressures of this world, the temptations, the distractions, that is as if, like, he compares it to thorns, chokes it out. And it dies off. But others, here's the good news, others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. So I think there's two main points here and warnings for us. One is that we need to search our hearts, right? It says, "Work out your salvation," one scripture says, "with fear and trembling." That if God is, if we've surrendered our life, you know, if he's done that work, then I firmly believe that he will continue it. That I believe in that once you've been saved, you can't lose it. But what can happen, though, is many times we see people, and only God knows, but we see people where, you know, they start going to church, they start reading the Bible, and good things happen in their life, and we think, "Oh, wow, they're a Christian." Well, we don't really know their heart. Maybe there's roots there, maybe there's not. Maybe they're just going through the motions. Maybe they're getting, you know, they're getting the emotions, the excitement, they're getting the positives, God's word, and when we follow his principles, it yields good results. But that doesn't mean that somebody has necessarily surrendered their life to Christ and built roots that will be everlasting. Because in verse 8, it says, "Some fell on good ground," and that is they became a follower of Jesus. They surrendered their life. It was good ground, and God's word continues to yield fruit, and you see the fruit in their life. It says, "By your fruit, you will know," Jesus said in another passage, "that you are my disciples." Okay, it also, another place says, the love that we have for others. It says, and John is written, 1 John, that we may know that we have eternal life. And he talks about if a man says he loves God and hates his brother, he's not a Christian. Now, I mean, it's not for you and I to decide. Jesus is the one who ultimately knows someone's heart because we've all made mistakes and have to repent and get back up. But again, if it's good ground, it's going to continue to yield fruit. And that's what we see here in verse 8. It fell on good ground and it yielded a crop. Now, here's the second message I get. Is for me, I know by God's grace that God had, that the seed has fell on good ground, that I have surrendered my life to Christ, and I know he'll never let go of me. I won't wither away. I'll make mistakes, I'll fall, but I'll get back up because he'll never leave or forsake me. That's a promise, and we find it throughout the scriptures. But even though I know I have eternal life, I also see here in this verse, in this last example, that some yielded 100, some 60, and some 30. Didn't die. But some yield less. And my prayer ever since I gave my life to Christ at a young age is I want to be one of those who yields 100%. I see a world that's desperately in need of Jesus and desperately in need of his love and saving grace. And I want to be one of those who yields 100%. Now, I know I'm not, but that is what I'll strive for till I pray that God will help me and do a miracle, that I will not lose my first love. And I will strive for that to the day I die. And that is my prayer for you. Let's pray. Father God, I just pray that that you would just take this passage and you take this story and you'd work it in our life, that you give us the message that each of us need to receive. I pray that each one hearing this, Father, that they would make their election and calling sure. In other words, they would know that they have eternal life, and that they would know they've surrendered their life, that it is on the good ground. And now, Father, with that being the case, Father, I pray that you would help us to yield 100%, that we would be that seed that doesn't just yield fruit, but yields abundant fruit. Father, and I know that's your will for each and every one of us to yield, to live an abundant life, so that we can bless others, Father. And so, Father, allow me, allow each and every one of us to be that blessing, to live a life that's on fire for Jesus, that's full of love, that's a light on a hill, that's salt, that's the taste that people taste when they see us, as if they can taste and see that God is good. So we pray this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if this episode has encouraged you, you can download other episodes through my podcast on iTunes. It's Quick Daily Devotion with Josh Clark. You can also subscribe to our daily emails. So every time a podcast is uploaded, you get alerted. And you can go to my blog as well to view it at beacatalyst.com. So you can go there to subscribe and view it on the blog if that's your choice. Now, let's go out there and have a super ultra awesome, fantastic day. God bless.